Well, if they just had one horse
plow. That's all they had, was the one
just
horse?
Just one horse plow. They had a turning plow and a, what they called a double shovel, and then they had what he called a Georgia stock. He'd take this Georgia stock and lay off a row, you see, with it. Mm-hmm. And this double shovel, it had two shovels, one set right here behind it, and he could go right up against this row, just close to the row of stuff as he could go, you know, without breaking the roots, and plow that, and then this other shovel come right along down here and plowed in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kept the middle plowed up. That was a double shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And a turning plow and a double shovel and a Georgia stock, or single stock, some would say single stock.
Mm-hmm.
And some had wooden. Now, my daddy made a wooden, he made a wooden stock, fixed it all up. I reckon it was just a wooden stock, I don't know. And I'm beginning to forget these names of these plows and the names of clevises and all such stuff as that. I'm just about getting out of line with them.
Well, you are, you twisted me all those things, you know.
Well, I have to study on it, a twisted clivet and a bull head, and just all different.
Well, I didn't know there were so many different things like that. Well, what about after you plowed, what would you have to do to break the ground up even finer?
Well, a good hand with this old turning plow would, it'd be pretty tolerable, but they'd have a horror they'd run over.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, a horror they could run over it then, and that'd break it. And then they'd have a good heavy log. Could drag it.
Now, when you were going to straighten your hair in the morning, when you get up, you'd have to use a comb, I guess? Well, did they have any other things?
Yeah, my mother kept a fine comb all the time. That's what they call our coarse comb. And I didn't know nothing about a brush.
Oh,
and my mother'd part her hair here, you know, and there, and bring it on each side and comb it with this coarse comb, then she'd comb it with this fine comb. And I don't have any recollection of ever seeing her wash her hair. And the skin of her head is just as white and clean as any plate you ever saw. Because she had the flu in 1919, it just crusted over, an old brown crust. Oh, you just never seen nothing like it. And she parted her hair in the middle like that after she got older. And when she'd get uneaten dinner, she'd...
Oh, really? She did.
She'd wipe her hair back with her hands every time she got uneaten.
Huh.
And her hair's always just as slick, and, and never, she died in May, April, and she'd have been 53 in May, I believe it was, and I done all of her hair combing, and I found two gray hairs in her head, and I pulled them out.
Oh, you mean that is all that she had?
All I know anything about. And she told me, she says, says, you need to pull them out. I'm not ashamed of them. I said, I'm not ashamed of me tomorrow, but I said, I'm going to pull them out. I'm just going to have a name of you not having a gray hair in your head. Well, she didn't. That I know of.
Yeah.
And she hadn't had but two, I think it was, that I could find. And I done all of her. When she had the flu in 1919, it just left her in awful shape. She had me to cut her hair plumb just almost to the skin back behind there in the back of her head. And oh, my sister just had a fit, my youngest sister, one of the twins. And I just hit the settlement of talking about me for cutting my hair off.
Oh, she did.
Told them, I said, now I don't care. I said, my mother couldn't comb her hair, and she couldn't hardly stand for anybody else to comb it. It's as long as mine or longer, you know. And she just couldn't comb it. And she'd walk and come to my house for me to comb her hair. And I said, Ma, why don't you get Bessie to comb it? I know why she didn't. And she said,